y'all. Today we are tackling a topic that is probably a daily puzzle for many of you, if you're anything like me. Meal planning and prep, especially when time is your most precious commodity. And I get it, life is hectic and finding the time to prepare home-cooked meals can feel like a monumental task. But fear not, because today in this episode, I've got your back. Today we're going to explore the art of efficient meal planning and prep and uncovering ways to make delicious and nutritious meals a reality even on the busiest of days. But also, I will preface this all by giving yourself a little bit of grace because we can't always be supermom and there are going to be days where we need to hit that drive-thru or we just need to eat what's in the pantry to make do for the night. So while there's grace given, if you're looking for a little bit more help in the meal planning and preparation department, this episode is for you. Let's dive in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Imagine you've had a crazy day at work. Well, perhaps you don't have to imagine too hard, actually. Maybe that's your day today. But you've had a hard day at work. You have been bounced around between a variety of different meetings. You're maybe even late to pick up the kids, or when you get home because they walk home from school, or maybe they even drive home from school, you are met with the famous question, what's for dinner? You're just barely getting through the day as it is, barely showing up on time, making sure that you have enough energy to even drive home from the office, or if you're working from home, commuting those stairs up from the basement from where your office is, and you are met with those words that you just dread. What's for dinner? Oh my gosh, those words can either make me laugh or they can drive me insane. And sometimes I say to my older kids, I'm like, I don't know, what are you going to make for the family? And I will tell you, having a 14-year-old is great because they take this home economics class where they teach him how to cook. And he has cooked some really cool meals, like a chicken garlic pasta dish has been fantastic. But I will say most of the time, cooking falls over on my plate. And I don't mind cooking at all, but it can be one more task on my never-ending to-do list that I just simply don't have energy for. And so today, I'm going to share really quickly with you a few different ways that I approach cooking in case that's helpful for you. Because I know meal prepping is a great concept, but at the same time, you have to have the time to actually focus on prepping the meals. And I'm going to tell you, with all the different sports and activities and different things we have to do between six people in our family, four boys, and then my husband and I, it's not always realistic that I have even 2 hours to sit and plan or prep for the meals for the week ahead. So I'm going to share with you my tried and true ways in which we have somewhat of healthy meals put on the table the majority of the nights a week. Now, I always say, come at it with moderation, right? For us, it's 70-30 or 80-20. You know, in moderation, are we in the majority of having some home-cooked meals that are representing most of the food groups, or at the very least, we would consider healthy? Now, in my family, I don't use a ton of gluten simply because I can't eat it, but we are high in protein at our house. And yet at the same time, I also know there's going to be days where I might have them make some ramen noodles. I hope you don't come at me for this because I know they're not the healthiest thing in the world, but I also know that McDonald's isn't the healthiest thing in the world. And we are in a mode of survival on certain days that we just need to get food out the door and into bellies in between different activities. So yep, sometimes I do lean on convenience. But for those days where we're trying to eat a little bit more healthy and I might have 30 minutes to cook a meal, I will share with you my tried and true methods. And there are two that I would like to share with you today. And the first I will share with you are my one sheet meals. So imagine you have a giant sheet or a cookie sheet. I always cover it in tin foil. And honestly, I actually cover it in two large pieces of tin foil just in case there's a hole in one so it doesn't leak onto the actual cookie tin. Because when you're done broiling or baking or cooking, you can just simply throw those tin foil pieces away and not an ounce of food has touched your cookie sheet, which means you don't have to do dishes that day, at least not for the cookie sheet. And don't we know that half of the time cookie sheets don't actually fit inside of the dishwasher anyways, so you would have to hand wash it. Oh, let's just save ourselves the time and put that tin foil down and layer it twice if you're like me and just want to make sure that things are in fact clean and do not get dirty by the end of baking. But I got ahead of myself. Go ahead and put your tin foil on the cookie sheet and then whatever protein you would like to eat. For us, we often put either salmon or we put chicken on half of the cookie sheet. And then on the other half, I put raw vegetables. So it's often either cauliflower or broccoli, or it might be squash, whatever the raw vegetable is that I'm trying to get my family to eat. They somehow gravitate towards this type of food when it is cooked this way. So I put my seasonings on and usually I use like McCormick's garlic, Parmesan type of seasoning. And I am liberal with this. I pour olive oil all over the chicken and the vegetables and then I slather it with this garlic Parmesan seasoning is the one that we typically go to, but you could use any type of seasoning. You're using olive oil or some sort of coating and then your seasoning and you just kind of use I use my hands and I get them dirty and I just roll up all of the seasoning and the oil and slather it all up so that everything has seasoning on it. And then I hit the broiler and I put it right into the broiler. If you have never used a broiler, I'm not the world's expert on it, but the way I use it is I hit on my oven, I hit the button that says broil, and then we have an option of do you want to broil high or low? I hit the high button and then I put my rack the highest possible right under where that broiling heat is. And then when I put my meat and my vegetables and they're all goodied up with all of the seasonings on there and that timer goes off to announce that it has been preheated, then I just stick my pan in and about every 3 minutes I pull it out and I rotate and I kind of turn around the vegetables and the chicken and within about 7 minutes I have a meal. So the hardest part, and not even hard, the more time consuming part is just kind of getting your hands dirty, putting the olive oil on there and seasoning everything, waiting for the broiler to heat up, and then it's just a little bit time consuming. By maybe 2 or 3 different times, I move the mixture around of the fresh vegetables and the chicken or the salmon so that nothing gets burned. Because if you're not watching it very closely, that food can absolutely burn. So something to think about. You can use that again if you have kielbasa, if you have steak, if you have any sort of protein, and then you have fresh vegetables as well. And that's an easy, fast meal. And typically then we might use like a minute rice and put that in the microwave. So then we have a nice grain, we have vegetables, and we have a protein as well. So, and then of course, my kids will find some sort of dessert or a reason to have dessert at the end of the day. But it's a quick and simple meal that we at least use once a week. And my other favorite tip is to batch cook. And what I mean by this is whether it's Sunday or it's Monday, usually earlier on in the week, if I do have a little bit of time, if I know ahead of time, I'm not always good with planning what my meals are gonna be, but I know that I will always use a protein. And so if it is beef, or if it is chicken, I usually make 3 times the amount of meat that I would need for whatever recipe I'm cooking. For example, if I am making tacos and I might need, now there's 6 of us, right? So we go through like 3 pounds in a meal, maybe 4 pounds in a meal. I might crunch up all of that hamburger. Well, I'm going to ground up 2 pounds of hamburger, I might as well ground up 4 pounds of hamburger or 5 pounds of hamburger, separate what I can use for this meal today. And then I put the rest that's already chopped up and cooked in the refrigerator so that I can pull it out later as needed. Because later I might be making sloppy joes, or I might be making a chili dish, or I might be putting it in marinara sauce to lay over pasta for the kids. So there's a variety of different ways in which you can use the same protein, and your life gets so much easier when you already have that main protein made in advance. I might make a big batch of spaghetti noodles or penne pasta ahead of time when I'm cooking once, and then I might make a different meal by splitting up that batch of pasta. So one night we might have spaghetti, another night we might have chicken Alfredo with chicken that I've already made and noodles that were made maybe the day prior because I was already making spaghetti, right? So just thinking about different ways in which you can maximize the time that you have. If you know that you're already going to grill a bunch of chicken breasts, why not add an extra pound or two on there, because you're already doing it anyways. And then it goes in the refrigerator and you save yourself a little bit of time by having to make or grill or bake chicken for the next recipe that you're gonna inevitably need it for anyways. So those are my tips and tricks in ways we can maximize the time that we have in order to put home-cooked meals on the table most of the nights of the week. But I will say, regardless of what you're putting out for your kids to eat, one, find a way for them to participate as well. My kids know how to make rice. My kids know how to put things into the oven. And that's because they're a little bit older. But if your kids are a little bit younger, there's still ways you can get them involved and start getting them comfortable inside of the kitchen, knowing that this is a family effort. And more than anything, you make sure that there is some help coming to you from the form of cleaning up as well, because everyone should know how to clean up after a meal, not just the person who made the meal. And if you find yourself looking for a last ditch effort and you're like, oh my gosh, we just don't have any time in between activities and all the things that we're doing, I will tell you, we often have peanut butter tortillas. So if peanut butter is not an allergen for you or your family, I will have the kids take out a tortilla and they put peanut butter on one side, they fold it over, and voila, that's their meal. They have peanut butter, a tortilla, and then we might pair it with something simple as well on the side, like fruit or vegetables. But it's a quick, simple, easy dish that I'm saying in air quotes because I don't really think that it could be called a dish, but it's a simple meal or snack idea that goes a long ways. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine about our peanut butter tortillas, and she said, I've never heard of that before. So you'll have to let me know if you are familiar with these or not, or if this is helpful for you. I'd also love to know what you do. So hop on over to our Facebook group that you'll hear about in a minute and share what you do for meal prep and meal planning. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.